This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.
We welcome you back. It's halftime of the Huskers matchup with the Colorado Buffaloes. And as we do each and every week, a chance to sit down with University of Nebraska President, Interim President Susan Fritz, to catch up on what's been happening on our campuses around the state. Susan, always great to see you. Hope you had a good week.
I did, Greg. Good to see you.
What's on your mind this week?
Well, Greg, school's back in swing for the last 2 weeks, and there's just a tremendous amount of energy on our campuses. Our enrollment numbers will be released soon, so stay tuned. As I look around at our bustling sidewalks, I realize there's just so much to be proud of. Our student body is increasingly diverse, and our campuses continue to grow in areas that are just extremely important to economic development in Nebraska. So when we think about our workforce needs, and the needs of our state in particular, the need to expand access to even more students, we just don't have time to waste. We are hyper-focused on growth in order to move our state forward.
I think we've all know that moving forward, many of the jobs in our state are going to require a college degree, correct?
Absolutely, Greg. In fact, more than 70% of all of our Nebraska positions will soon require higher education. So that's why diversity is a key workforce development strategy, and so is enrollment growth.
Well, speaking of growth, you have brought a special guest along this week. Tell us about this.
I sure have. Today I'm joined by Dr. Amber Williams, who is UNL's Assistant Vice Chancellor for Academic Services and Enrollment Management. Wow, that's a mouthful. Amber and her team have a very important job to do, to keep more students coming to UNL and to ensure that they have the support they need to finish their degrees.
Amber, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Let's inform our audience a little bit about what you do, what your department does for Nebraska students.
So I think it's pretty simple. What we do is to eliminate barriers that impede enrollment. So what that means is we are looking at all policies and procedures that bring amazing students to our campus, and make sure they have the financial aid to pay for school, and then making sure that they have all the resources they need, systems and behind-the-scenes support to make sure they can get out of the university and be an alumni and enjoying that amazing workforce that Dr. Fritz just mentioned.
Let's dive into first-generation students. Can you share with our listeners what that means and how you support them?
You know, being a land-grant institution in this amazing state, first-generation students are our first priority. We're really focused on helping students that are the first from their family to go on to college. You know, transition to college from high school may be challenging for some students. After all, it's a brand new life experience, and this is especially true for our first-generation students. And to make the transition as smooth as possible, we have lots of programs to engage, support, and energize our students, and most importantly, to support our first-generation students.
How many are we talking about first-generation students at UNL?
Yes, nearly a quarter of our freshman class is first-generation students, and about a quarter of our campus as a whole is first-generation students. I always like to say that UNL, every student matters, and every interaction matters. And so we don't want to just recruit first-generation students. We want to graduate them and get them out the door to do amazing things in our great state. So we have lots of different programs to help support our students, to help them to graduate. The first thing from a recruitment perspective is our My First Symposia, which is a leadership symposia for high school students. It's in the spring, and we help students learn about the admissions process, the financial aid process, what resources available to them. And then, of course, they'll choose to come to one of our University of Nebraska campuses through the first I'm First Symposia. They'll go then to a program called Our First Huskers, which is a program for first-generation students. They get to move into campus 4 days early. They get to meet with faculty and staff early, learn about office hours, learn about how do they engage faculty in the classroom, how do they get academic support services. Every student who's a part of that First Huskers program also gets academic coaching to make sure that they're successful their first year. We also have an amazing program for first-generation faculty and staff as well. People don't realize how many faculty and staff are also first-generation. And that program allows first first-generation faculty and staff to engage and support our first-generation students. So as an example, they'll go to a baseball game together. They have a mentor that works with our first-generation students. Lots of opportunities there. And then a program that's near and dear to my heart, the Nebraska College Preparatory Academy. It was started in 2006 at Grand Island Senior High, Omaha North, Omaha South, and Winnebago High Schools. And these are for first-generation low-income students, and we select those students in the eighth grade. And I will tell you, the students who are in those programs and who have come to the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, we have a 90% retention rate and an 85% graduation rate in our 2014 class. So our scholars are doing really amazing things. This is what it comes down to. At the end of the day, not supporting, not retaining, not graduating our first generation students is not an option. And we're doing everything we can to encourage, enhance, and engage our first generation students. It's important to the campus, it's important to the university system, and important to the state.
Thank you so much for lending your work to the university here. Susan, college access, certainly a national concern. I'm glad that we're addressing that here in Nebraska.
Well, Greg, I'm actually a first-generation college student, so as you might imagine, this topic is near and dear to my heart. And I appreciate Amber sharing what's being done at UNL. And I'd like to also add that our faculty and staff at our other campuses are working hard to make sure that our students are successful.
What a fun topic for today. What about next week? You thinking about something for next week's halftime?
Oh, absolutely. We're talking about agriculture, which is critical to Nebraska's success. Ag is the number one industry in Nebraska, and the university has a long history of driving agricultural innovation. Our work in ag extends far beyond the state, in fact. Food scarcity is a global issue, and we're working hard to address the challenge of providing more food using less water. I'll be joined by another special guest, and that's Vice Chancellor Mike Boehm, who leads efforts for the University of Nebraska system in agriculture and natural resources and related topics. Mike will share how the university is truly at the head of the table when it comes to creating a water and food secure world.
We'll look forward to that next week. Susan, great to have you. Dr. Amber Williams, great to have you with us here at Halftime. We've got more coming up next from Boulder.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.